our objective was to solve that access to healthcare, because it takes its form in different shapes, different ways in different parts of the world, but really it's a global problem. So I wanted to create a solution, because the world doesn't need more specialists. You actually need more preventative medicine, more primary care to guide you in the right direction to be easily accessible. The most important thing is that we built our business around solving the problem. You know, what is the problem? Access to healthcare. It wasn't just focused on trying to make money. We found ways of having a scalable business around it, but solving the problem was the goal.
This is Vibe Science, a top 100 wellness podcast presented by the Radcast Network, breaking wellness barriers and making health truly personal. Here's your host, Ryan Alford.
Hello, and welcome to Vibe Science. Well, we come to Charles Nader. He is the president and CEO, the chairman of doc.com. What's up, Doc? I want to say that so bad after saying doc.com. I know you're not, I don't think you're a doctor, Charles, but I've wanted to call you on.
Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Ryan. I appreciate it very much. Well, there's a lot happening right now in the world, and I think what we're doing is, pretty significant in regards to technology and the world situation and how it can have a huge impact on society. So, you know, we can talk about that, and I can tell you guys what doc.com is, how it came about, you know, what our whole mission is around it, and you know, why we're doing it.
Yeah. So the mission of providing free basic healthcare globally using tech. Are my notes right there, Charles? I know it's probably bigger, bolder, nothing. I know how it is for founders. It never sounds big enough for what you intend, but is that the gist?
Yeah, it's, well, I'll tell you guys a story. I'm from Mexico City originally. I'm a dual citizen. I'm also American, proud American. But I studied medicine in Mexico, and I used to go to the General Hospital in Mexico City, and there would be lines of people. As a medical student, I used to be there, lines of people that would form around the hospital. And these people would come from outskirts of the city and spend, you know, half a day, 4 or 5 hours to see a doctor there. It was very taxing for the hospital because, you know, you have lines of people there, all waiting to see a doctor. And it was obviously taxing for the people showing up there, the patients. Most of the cases were cases that could have been solved at home. So, you know, you had a guy come in, pain in the, you know, in his abdomen, and, oh, you know, I've been feeling bad. It's been hours now all day. And it turned out he had bad tacos last night. You know, it's didn't have to go to the hospital for something like that. But the problem really was that there was no easy access.
So guys, when you start a new business, it can be overwhelming, whether it's a wellness brand, a product you believe in, or even launching a podcast like this one. Suddenly you're responsible for everything, the product, the brand, the website, the logistics, all of it. That's why having the right platform behind you makes such a big difference. For a lot of founders and entrepreneurs, that platform is Shopify. Shopify powers millions of businesses around the world and about 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., from well-known brands to people launching their very first product. One thing I like is how much it helps me simplify the process. Design your online store with ready-to-use templates that make your brand look polished right away. Shopify also has built-in AI tools that can write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance product photos, which saves founders a ton of time. If you ever hit a wall trying to figure something out, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 customer support is there to help you keep moving. Start your business today with the industry's best business partner, Shopify, and start hearing. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/vibe. That's shopify.com/VIBE. Hey, what's up, guys? Everybody that knows me knows I am an energy and caffeine guy. I'm pretty straightforward when it comes to caffeine. I want it to work, and I want it to taste good without a bunch of extra nonsense. That's why I've been using the Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. The flavor is clean, fruity, and surprisingly good. Kind of like a classic candy taste, but without the guilt. It's a zero-sugar option that actually satisfies when you want something sweet. And Fruity Rainbow is just one option. 5-Hour Energy has 17 different tasty caffeine flavors, so there's a lot to choose from depending on what you're in the mood for. What I really appreciate is how simple it is. A lot of flavor, but in a small 2-ounce bottle. It's easy to keep in the bag, the car, or even at the office without carrying around a bulky drink. Fruity Rainbow happens to be my current favorite, but the full lineup is solid. If you're looking to change up your caffeine routine, get candy-flavored chaos with Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Available online at 5hourenergy.com or Amazon.
To healthcare that could solve these types of situations. And so it created that problem for both the hospital and the patients themselves, where they're spending their time and money to go. And there was just nothing that would solve it. Now, in Mexico in particular, even though it's a problem in many other parts of the world, a lot of these people, they don't have bank accounts. They didn't have credit cards. Amazingly enough, even the poorest of everyone still had a smartphone. You know, it's that's that ubiquity of smartphones. They would find a way to get a smartphone. So really, it was something that I was inspired a lot by the greats of Silicon Valley and all the things that were happening. You know, this was nearly 14 years ago when I started on this journey. And our objective was to solve that access to healthcare, because it takes its form in different shapes, different ways in different parts of the world, but really it's a global problem. So we wanted to create, or I wanted to create, a solution that would tend to that specific problem, because the world doesn't need more specialists. You actually need more preventative medicine, more primary care to guide you in the right direction, to be easily accessible. And one thing was clear, that we had to solve the problem. The way we ended up solving it was through free telemedicine, and built the business around that. So ways of monetizing around free healthcare. So it became my life mission. Basically, I just think it was the best thing I could do with my life. Clear obsession with all aspects of it. And it's just a pursuit that we've been going on. The company now has grown significantly, and we've launched services in the U.S. and treating patients in the U.S. And really, it has a huge, beautiful social benefit, you know, and maybe a basic service. You get to connect and speak to a doctor through telemedicine. There are limitations. We try to limit it to 15 minutes, because really, if you need more time than that, you should actually go see a doctor if you have something. But at least we can guide you in the right direction. If it's more simpler things, we can give you prescription, and it solves that basic access to healthcare problem. Our service is 24 hours a day on demand. Anyone can call. You don't need insurance or anything. It's a form of, we call it free basic healthcare, but it may be basic, but I swear it saves lives. You know, we've had from a pregnant mother calling in, you know, in the middle of the night, she's blotching a little bit of blood, no pain. And, you know, turns out that she's about to lose her baby, and it's, you know, calls back and saying, oh, thank God you guys told me, you know, doctor told me to go straight to the hospital. And, you know, that's a life saved right there. To, you know, cases like that, to common things, people calling in to refill a prescription, or common colds and things like that. It just made sense to use technology in that way. Now, over the years, our platform became much more sophisticated. We really based our technology build on capturizing scientifically relevant data, which in healthcare, it's, you know, data is extremely important. It's one of the pillars of medicine, epidemiology and analytics. And so what we did is we've built something that captures all that data. We can use it to train our own AI models to make each consultation more precise. And now, what is currently out in the market in the U.S., basically what we go through is a sophisticated process that leads up to connecting you to a doctor where the AI is doing the legwork, and then it presents it to the doctor all processed with a suggested diagnosis, a suggested treatment. Really, it saves a lot of time, because if we can save even 30 seconds on our call average, you know, we used to have a call average of 11.8 minutes. We can reduce that to less than 10 minutes. It allows us to treat thousands more. You know, it's so that has always been our objective, to optimize that as much as possible. And because we have sophisticated AI tools now, we're able to achieve that, which allows us to scale more and really make free basic healthcare a reality for the world. And it's just a exciting time for us. It's really, I think, one of the most significant times in human history, combining these things, because these, you know, service like ours is now something that can be made a reality. It's not dependent on governments or institutions. It's just a standalone thing, lives on its own. We have our pharmacy vertically integrated. That is part of our core business model. And so, you know, it's essentially what we would thought what would be the ultimate solution for healthcare, you know, and that's what Doc is. You know, I think we also have the best brand in healthcare, Doc. It's just makes sense. But, you know, it's our mission now is to go spread it to all continents. You know, I want to look back 4 or 5 years from now and say we did it. You know, now healthcare has been changed because our services are available everywhere for current generations and generations to come. So it's been, you know, years of hard work. It may seem relatively new, but we started this in Mexico to solve the need, and it evolved. And now we're a U.S. company, soon to list on the NASDAQ. And it's just been an amazing journey with a lot of different, you know, evolutions. But here we are today serving patients. And, you know, I'd like to show you guys. We can go through the steps, but it's pretty sophisticated. I don't think there's anyone else out there that has something like it. The most important thing is that we built our business around solving the problem. You know, what is a problem? Access to healthcare. It wasn't just focused on trying to make money. We found ways of having a scalable business around it, but solving the problem was the goal.
A lot of questions. So maybe we can have a little volleyball session here, Charles, where I tee something up and you come back and we go back and forth a little bit.
Sure.
So business model wise, it's a for-profit company. I heard NASDAQ. I heard for-profit. So doctors are committing their time for, you know, free basic health care. Obviously, 15-minute session. Walk me through that business model a bit.
Sure.
For doctor's time, how that's compensated, if it's free. You know, I think a lot of people listening would be curious about this.
Of course, it's pretty simple. I mean, we've made it simple, but essentially, we pay the doctors. You know, they are compensated. We pay them. And our business is pharmacy. You know, that's our core business. We have other revenue streams, but our, you know, we did thousands upon thousands of consultations throughout the years. And one thing was very clear. Most patients ended up with some sort of either prescription or suggested product. It was just, you know, common sense for us to make that the core of the business model. Now, in order for that to work and be scalable, we had to really optimize and create our own protocols for telemedicine. So, you know, I'll give you one example. A doctor can tell you have a cold in 10 minutes and another doctor can do it in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. In our type of service, you have to homologate that. It has to be streamlined. Doctors have to follow the same protocol because time is of the essence. And so If we're able to optimize the amount of patients a doctor sees per hour, then the business is scalable. If let's say we have 10 patients seen per hour through our service and two or three buy from us, it covers the cost of our services. And then the rest becomes, you know, profit. There's profit. There's margins that are being made there, despite us keeping, you know, very low costs on the medication side. You know, one of the things about pharmacy is pharmacy as a business is a very noble business. You know, it really works in all markets, any market. The thing about the U.S. in particular is it's very true that the drug prices are much higher in the U.S. Than in other parts of the world. That is very true because of the way the healthcare system is in the U.S. Now, it doesn't mean that pharmacy is not a good business in other countries. You know, the margins may be different, but our model still works in those countries as well. So that's really the core of our business. We have other revenue streams like ad revenue. You know, it becomes a smaller percentage of the total revenue, but there's also ad revenue there, both on the patient side and on the doctor side. And we also have analytics, epidemiology analytics that can be, you know, for public health, that is useful for governments. And, you know, the pandemic was a great example of that. Since we provide a different perspective into society, let's say from a healthcare standpoint, it's still valuable to see that. One example of that, for example, in Mexico, the government spent a lot of money on trying to eliminate dengue fever. So dengue fever, you don't have cases in the U.S. or it's been a long, long time since there was a case in the U.S. But in Mexico, in the southern part of Mexico, you do have dengue fever. And the government spent a lot of money on that. Now, we, through our services, actually had cases come in that weren't on the radar of the healthcare system down there. That, you know, is extremely important because even a single case of dengue fever, like, you want to isolate it as fast as possible. So there's epidemiology, essentially, you know, knowing, and it's important for public health and knowing that information from an analytics standpoint. So there are other revenue streams, but really what makes us scalable is pharmacy. It's not pharmaceuticals. It's different. Pharmaceuticals and pharmacy are two very different things, you know. I think in the current administration in the U.S., you see all these healthcare reforms happening, and the focus is really on trying to reduce drug prices. That really, I mean, it doesn't impact how pharmacies work. Pharmacies will still keep on, you know, selling to their customers. It does impact the total price of the product, but pharmacies still are ongoing. So our business is really pharmacy and all the additional revenue streams. And that's why our whole platform is focused around optimizing the time. You know, it's
interesting to me. I don't mind poking bears. So I'll poke a little bit. All these pharmaceutical companies in the U.S. spend billions of dollars on advertising and marketing, which drive people to the doctor. Because they hear about symptoms that are marketed that they then go. And then the doctors get paid. Then the pharmaceutical companies get paid. And the consumer's always writing the check. None of it's subsidized. You know, really. I mean, we could have a whole show about just that part of it. But let's go down the path of what I said is generally true. It's a very interesting approach. And obviously, you know, has some altruistic values to it that are baked in because there's a lot of people that need this healthcare. But it's an interesting model where the pharmacy profits are paying, you know, for the visit, essentially, the quick visit, the efficient visit that we all long for a lot of times. Because again, how much time is wasted driving to the doctor, waiting at the doctor, getting into the doctor? You know, waiting on the nurse, waiting. I mean, there's so much inefficiency in that process as it is. And I love my doctor, but just saying, I tell it like it is. And this, I mean, again, you're serving all types here, but there's a lot of efficiency here that we could learn from.
I look, there has to be a clear separation between what the doctor does and all the prescription side of things, the product side of things. The way we created it, I mean, going back to what we wanted to create was the ultimate healthcare solution. So you do want to have both a consultation, easy access, and something that's pure, that's not influenced by, you know,
any one brand.
Marketing campaign. Yeah, exactly. Any one brand or anything. You want that to stay pure. And it's really a requirement, you know, it has to stay like that. But you also want to have treatments, because treatments are a necessary thing in healthcare.
Yeah.
It's really having a clear separation there. That's how we built it. So doctors, for example, they're not incentivized to do any kind of prescription or anything. Their objective is just to give the highest quality consultation within that moment possible and solve that patient's problem. Yes, we have a pharmacy. It's vertically integrated. But there's no incentive there to prescribe a certain medication more or anything. And it just, you know, you need both sides of it. You're right. You know, it's true that the way the system has been kind of created over the last, you know, 50 to 100 years has been, you know, there's been a lot of interests and a lot of changes and influencing happening.
It's antiquated now.
Yeah, it's still antiquated. I still, you know, we started this in 2012, the whole journey, what evolved into what today is Doc. And I just, even back then, there was Skype that already existed. And you could think, all right, well, you know, there's still many types of cases that are more on the primary care side that you can solve through telemedicine, through video chat. And so we're now in 2025, almost 2026, and it still hasn't gone mainstream, you know, which is incredible to me to think, wow, you know, it's, we're pushing this. I think we're that key that unlocks telemedicine to the mainstream. Because if you ask most people on the streets, you know, 1 out of 10 people, sometimes not even that, has tried telemedicine. You know, so it's, I believe that it should become a basic thing for everyone to say, okay, there's a service and now I can talk to a doctor, don't need to go through hoops or all these steps. I can trust their, you know, the quality and the consultation that I have, and guide myself in the right direction. Maybe I do need to go see a doctor. Maybe I do need to go to a hospital, but at least to have a path forward and something that I can trust to move forwards on to get treated.
What volume of patients are being served, and what percent of them go on to need more than just that? Like how many things are getting knocked out with that one 10, 15 minute visit versus that have to go to a next one, and how many people are we serving?
Well, you know, historically our statistics have said, majority of things, let's say more than 50%, are things that we can solve. So you're talking about thousands of types of cases. Now, there's a lot of gastrointestinal and respiratory issues. You have a lot of focus on that. So if you look at, you know, telemedicine things out there right now, they're more focused on specific niches like weight loss. And they're, you know, we're just saying this is a healthcare solution for whatever you need, you know, and the data comes in from patients using it. Okay. Normal, very common. Any hospital will tell you that, you know, gastro and respiratory are like the most common types of ailments that people have. So it's, those are the most common. How many people are getting served? Well, right now we're rolling out through the US. We're on the East Coast right now. We should be covering nationwide within the next 6 to 8 months. So in the U.S., there's state-by-state regulation. It's unlike in other countries. So we're doing basically a staged rollout throughout the U.S. But, you know, more and more people are finding out about our services. And historically, you know, we've treated hundreds of thousands. We want to make that millions and, you know, go from there. But like I said, really part of the reason we're listing on the NASDAQ and moving forwards with this is because that really allows us to export what we've created and what's currently running in the U.S. to other countries and scale it much faster. So that's the path ahead of us. You know, that's our growth plan ahead of us. And, you know, like I said, it's solid because our core business model is pharmacy. And that really is something that works in all markets. So
it's interesting. I mean, it feels kind of like the way the system might should be. I don't know. Like
in general. I think that's how it should be, you know, health as it should be.
Especially for general stuff. I mean, look, if you got something special, you need a specialist, you got to go, you know, see something more in depth. That makes sense. But for everyday like stuff, it makes a lot of sense.
You know what? I'm going to quickly do a demonstration if you don't mind.
Sure.
You fine with that? Okay.
Yep.
All right. So I'm just going to show you guys here on the screen. We have three services. One that's I've been talking about, medical, therapy, and veterinary. So basically the same process. Those are coming in next year, therapy and veterinary. I'm a dog owner myself. And, you know, similar types of situations. It's what we believe is the best all-around solution for healthcare. So all you do is press the button. And the first thing it does is ask you what type of consultation. We're just going to go into medical assistance. Then after that, what we do is we can speak to it, say, my head hurts. I'm going to write it in. Okay, no. My head hurts. I have a headache and I think I have a fever. So it just records that. Now it scans your face. Now I'm going to scan my face. I don't know if you can see that there, but basically it's scanning my face. Now, what it does is a lot of patients will tell you things that, you know, they'll say, oh, you know, I feel this way. Then when you do a real-time scan and you see their pulse and their blood pressure and other metrics, you know, it tells a different story, or it's something, you know, that's very useful for to make a higher quality consultation for a doctor. So right now it takes about 30 minutes or 30 seconds. And within that 30-second period, we can determine lots of different metrics. So once that's done, there's discovery questions that are done based on what I told the you know, my head hurts. Ask like, when did it start hurting? Less than an hour ago. Where did you feel your headache? Back of the head. You know, different discovery questions based on what I told it and based on the scan. And then after that, it allows you to upload any pictures or any kind of documents. Let's say you have a rash on your skin, or you're taking a certain medication, or you have a blood test. You can upload any of that. And once that's done, it puts you in queue. It's a 24-hour service. Now, right now, it just, you can see that, we were just accepted by Dr. Christina Perez. I'm going to join the call. And she's going to connect with us right now.
Wow.
Hello.
You.
Yes. I'm here, Christina. Thank you very much. I was just testing out the service. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So that's very straightforward.
What's the average wait time, Charles?
It can go from, you know, 15 seconds to 5 minutes, depending on the hour of the day. You know, it really depends on the days. The weekends have more people than the week times, you know, on the East Coast during the nighttime, there's less people that use it. It's really, you know, common sense goes that way. But either way, just to wait 5 minutes and speak to someone at no cost, you know, it's worth the wait. You know, it's definitely worth the wait to speak.
And anybody where this is available can use this for free.
Yep. Yep. Anyone, you don't need insurance. You don't need anything but a smartphone, basically, and download it from the App Store, of course.
Fascinating. That's really interesting. When is your NASDAQ and all that roll out? With the details?
We plan on listing within the next, before the year ends, hopefully gearing towards within the next 30 days. We've spent the last, let's say, year and a half prepping the company for that. There was a lot of work to become public company ready. That's what they call. But it's happening soon. We have, I think, something very unique for the public markets as far as what we do. And really, because of the nature of our services, I always thought that as a company, we should be a public company, because it's just something, you know, it's healthcare, it's highly regulated. We're doing something very disruptive as well. And it's just something that I think enhances the company more being public, because that also brings more attention to our solution, you know? So it's a huge milestone for us. You know, we put in, you know, one of the things about public companies people don't realize, taking a company public is a hard thing to do, you know, just the auditing alone. It's like, wow. You know, it's the amount of detail in PCAOB auditing. And then you realize, well, it's also beautiful in a sense, because it kind of forces the company to have everything clean and straight. And so I think in our particular case, it really has enhanced a lot of the things that we've done. It just makes everything so much better and polished out. So it's been a lot of work, but, you know, we're essentially at the moment to list, days away now. And it's, something very exciting for us. It's just been, you know, everything's coming together.
Yeah. Good luck. I do know how much scrutiny and how big a deal that is. So, it's not an easy process. And I have to ask, what did we pay for doc.com? surely you didn't own it. You had to have bought that, I'm sure.
Yeah. It wasn't
cheap, I bet.
It wasn't cheap, but, you know, I'll tell you something that, you know, I acquired the name in 2018. It was something that I just thought it was a perfect name for what we were doing. And it incredibly, you know, the name is, I was after it for essentially a year. It used to be owned by a big company that owned, the DTS sound technology for movie theaters.
Mm.
So they actually had acquired it through, they acquired the name through a different acquisition that they did of a different company. They had it as an asset, but in that way, it was like passed on over the years since the 90s.
Hmm.
So it was never actually used, you know, in a significant way. And, you know, I was after it, and I actually, you know, I spoke to the receptionist company. That's how it all started. And I was just like, hey, you know, I really want to buy this domain. They're like, we don't have it. And I'm like, yes, you do. And, you know, I had to send her some flowers so she'd remember my name, because I would call every week. And it just turned, after a year later, you know, we were able to buy it. I don't want to say how much more, but let's just say that, you know, the day it transferred over to us, you know, I got offers that were over 10 times what we had paid. And it was
wow.
You know, it was one of the greatest things. But really, it was just, you know, one of those pieces that I thought was necessary to really make it global. It works in multiple languages. You know, doc is really doctor in Spanish and English, and, you know, even in Chinese, you can say doc and they know what that means. So it's, I think, the perfect name for what we're doing in our mission.
It is. And it's good. Very, as a brand marketing guy, very smart play, for what you're doing. So, hats off for that. And congratulations on everything you're doing. And easiest call to action I've ever had, you know, go to doc.com to learn more. Yeah. Or any other call outs, Charles, either social or otherwise.
Yes, he can follow us at doc.com official on Instagram and on Twitter. My personal Twitter is Charles Nieder. My Instagram is Chuck Nieder. And I guess just follow us. We're on social media. We're starting a lot more campaigns now to, you know, create more awareness. There's a lot of, you know, very amazing people helping us out from all walks of life, you know, from, you know, people, celebrities from Hollywood and from, you know, athletes and things like that. People that really believe in what we're doing because of the benefit that it provides. So, you know, you'll see that happening. And it's just right now we're just focused on growing and growing as a public company. But I want to look back 4 or 5 years from now and say, okay, we did it. Our services are available all over the world now. We can now say we actually changed the world for the better. And so that's our focus for the next 4 or 5 years. Hopefully we can get it done faster.
Well, on your way. Appreciate you for coming on and sharing and for all you're doing.
Thank you very much, Ryan. I appreciate it. Appreciate the time.
Hey guys, you know to find us, vibescience.media. We'll have links to social media and the easy handle, which is doc.com. Find out, learn more, and you can watch where that public availability comes on NASDAQ over the next few months. We really appreciate Charles for coming on, and we appreciate you for making us number one. And I'm Ryan Alford. We'll see you next time on Vibe Science.
The content discussed on this show is provided for reference and educational purposes. The content is not an attempt to practice medicine or provide specific medical advice. Always consult your personal physician for medical advice and proper diagnosis.
Thanks for listening. This is Vibe Science. To learn more or watch full episodes, visit vibescience.com. Here's to discovering your highest vibe.